So let's have a period of silent meditation. So attention, attention and awareness has no particular aim. Just there it is, it's open, everything happens within awareness. Now, generally that can be pretty chaotic. So now we're in a particular boundaried space where nothing violent is going to be happening, so there's a sense of safety. And if the internal quality, you can generate attention, which points to, picks up something to focus on. And maybe your first inclination in awareness is you're just sitting here aware, what am I going to do, what's I supposed to be doing, yeah. Then what's the right intent? It's the intention towards something that is for your well-being, something that's calming or peaceful, something that's bright, something that's grateful, something that's loving, something very, you know, the quality of the intention is towards happiness, peacefulness. Not compulsion, not perfection. Not obligation. Free choice, your choice. But recommendation is you're going to find that the most straightforward place of that is going to be in your body, because body don't really have to keep thinking it. It happens by itself. So mental, if you're choosing a mental object, you've got to keep remembering it and thinking it. But you're choosing a physical object, it's happening by itself, so you can just tune into it. And tuning into the firmness of the body, the uprightness, the firmness, the balance of the body, the rhythm of the breathing. And really give attention to that, to those, and make a practice of disconnecting, unplugging, not bothering with, getting less interested in the various other stuff that comes pattering in. Some of it's thoughts, some of it's just general overall moods, tired, irritable, uncertain, you know. Okay, acknowledge, and then breathing in, breathing out. Coming to the body, is that helpful? And the quality of intention, that's the general, you know, drive that you put towards that is, what's an enjoyable intention? Yeah. So sometimes it's quite enjoyable to do things vigorously, you know, like running or skating or dancing or something. It's not hard work because it's enjoyable. Sometimes it's not, you know, you want to do something a bit more gentle, quiet. So, you know, the nature of the energy changes, but the general sense of it is what feels appropriate, helpful now. Do I focus, keep focusing, or do I soften, accept? Just finding out, looking into the balance of energy and effort. So I'd like to suggest that you form small groups as you did yesterday, but try to find different people so it's not the same form. But, these are suggestions. A group of about five, sometimes, I don't know how many people there are, but around about five, could be six. Is that okay? And so similar did yesterday. You have a speaker, someone is being spoken to, and then two, three people just aware of the whole situation. So it's quite wide. Three other people, listeners listening to what the person's saying, and just the tones of voice, the feelings that are going on, and just kind of encouraging. You know, if it's just, or I'm interested, or how is that? You know, small encouragements. Particularly if a person seems to get stuck, they're going, well, they're stuck, or they get highly activated, you know, start getting really activated, and say, well, how is that? You know, so they get a chance to talk about not the topic, but how it's affecting them. See what I mean? They say topic is runner beans, you know. Runner beans. What is runner beans for you, you know? So it's not the topic, it's how it's being held. A lot of it will just happen by itself, and naturally we're not going to get it right, exactly right. But there's the speaker and the listener, and then three people are just kind of aware of the whole situation, keeping a sense of spaciousness, openness, compassion, non-involvement, but not zoning out. So you just kind of sense what person's going, talking, how they are with that. So that, as you go around and one person does their piece, and then everybody says, well, I felt quite happy about that, or it felt like the person's got some resolution there, or, you know, felt a bit uncertain, or whatever it felt for you. Now, the particular topic I'd like you to, or suggest that you'd use, there's certain features to it. So the first question, and in fact, you know, the listener might need to even remind the speaker, the first topic is, what's important for you? And try to speak some conversational, like, hello Joe, what's important for you? Oh, you know, how's things going? It's like, you know, it's speaking from awareness, speaking from your truth. So really, what's important for me? Beneath my personality, what's been felt as important? Could be understanding fear, beginning to sense how guilt or fear works, you know, feeling I can now name it and breathe through it. Maybe that's important. Important, or beautiful, or fresh, or liberating, any of those. So I say, just using word importance, neutral, but it doesn't mean serious. Important as in kind of profound, it just means what's really come alive for you, if anything. And so that's the kind of first question. Second question, how do you know it's important? How do you know it really feels? So it helps a person to really go, oh yeah, because I wasn't just the thought. It wasn't just one of those another bright ideas, but I felt a kind of real something strike me, something came to me, something I felt feeling of relief when I heard that, when I noticed that. You know, ah, it was an aha moment. So what's an aha moment, a realization moment feel like? Now we're talking about universal experiences that human beings have. Now, it's always everything universal is still going to come through as personal expression. This is the personal window onto a universal experience. It's universal experiences are all kinds of qualities that all human beings can access and share, such as depth, openness, shifting, wonder, sadness, you know, these are search for stability, feeling oppressed, feeling relieved. These are all human experiences. And then we may find personal reasons why we're experiencing those. But that's not really what we're looking at. It's looking at what's been important, what's been revealing, what's helpful. How do you know it's that? How do you know that? Just interested. And if you're speaking, try to bear that in mind. If you forget it, you might go, what am I supposed to be doing? Then it's up to the listener to sort of say, well, those are the questions, or those are the topics. And maybe the third one is, well, what's going to support that? If you felt something like you've got a sense of, oh yeah, now what's going to support that? It might be, oh, just really pausing and listening to myself supports it. Or stopping being so compulsive stops it. Or, coming into my body is really helpful. Or, spelling, having someone to talk to helps. So you're giving a brief name. So in a way you're kind of advising yourself. So the other person, the listener, acts as a sounding board, and your awareness speaks to them and you hear it. You hear the voice of your awareness because you've had to express it. And the person acts as the sounding board, and you go, and you hear yourself, oh. Yeah? Does that make any kind of sense? Is it useful? Doable, useful. See what happens. As usual. Get on the bike and see what happens. See where it goes. It's harmless enough. So you try to find formal groups, and remember there's plenty of room in the other room.